Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And joining us from the BBB is Caitlin Driscoll this morning. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this. I mean, the fall is a great time to get some things done to your house, to winterize your house, to get things ready. And not everybody is handy with tools, and they do reach out to contractors at times. How often do you guys hear back that things don't work out?
Unfortunately, this tends to happen in a lot of instances where consumers think that they're getting a great deal, perhaps on a last-minute home improvement project, but they fail to do all of the necessary research on the home improvement contractor ahead of time, and then they end up losing money as a result to companies that don't fulfill their obligations.
Now, in your release, you name one contractor in particular out of Slippery Rock, a lead construction, and say that they've received an F rating from the Better Business Bureau. What's been happening there?
So in this particular instance, lead construction was investigated by the Better Business Bureau due to us receiving multiple consumer complaints from people throughout Western Pennsylvania stating that they had hired and paid this business to perform work on their home. But then the company either never ended up performing the work or they just never completed it. And then all of these complaints also involve the consumers having issues after the fact with contacting the business and not being able to get any type of refund.
All right, well, let's talk about that paying up front, because a lot of times when you hire a contractor, they say, well, you know, I have to go out and buy the supplies, so I need money up front. What is a reasonable expectation of paying in advance?
So a good rule of thumb is to avoid paying for an entire job in advance. And the law actually states that for a contract of over $5,000, a contractor can't accept a deposit in excess of one-third of the contract price or one-third of that price plus the cost of any special order materials. And whenever possible, you should always try to pay for any high-priced job by credit card so you have greater consumer protection. Always request receipt, some type of documentation for payment that you do make as well.
Are there red flags when you're talking to a contractor about a job that if they say these things, you should go, whoa, wait a minute?
So this is a pretty popular time of year. People think that this happens mostly in the spring, but also during the fall season, where contractors will approach people at their homes, just go door-to-door knocking, and they may even try to claim that they have leftover material from a previous job, too, so that they can offer you this great deal, but you have to act on the spot or pay immediately. And they really try to use high-pressure sales tactics. Sometimes they may even try to claim, too, that the job is so small or that since it's so last minute that no contract is necessary either, and that should always be a red flag.
So demand getting a contract, get everything in writing, what they're going to do, what the expectation is, and how much it's going to cost. Get that all on paper, right?
Yes, get everything in writing, and definitely before signing any type of contract or making any type of financial commitment, make sure you really read it in its entirety and that you understand the scope and the agreement of that contract.
Don't contractors have to be licensed or something?
So they are required to be registered through the PA Attorney General's office. Any contractor who performs at least $5,000 worth of work per year or $500 on any individual job. So most people who you would be looking to hire, they're required to be registered through the Attorney General's office. And then they're given a registration number that you can always verify at attorneygeneral.gov or by calling their toll-free number to make sure that it is legitimate and not expired.
And of course, you want to make sure you ask the contractor if they have insurance, right?
Yes, and this is really to protect both you and the contractor. Request proof that any company you're looking to hire has up-to-date insurance covering workman's compensation, property damage, and, of course, personal liability. And you have the right, too, to ask for a current copy of the insurance certificate for your records.
All right. And before you hire somebody, check the Better Business Bureau website. Do a search for the company name and see what they've got on tap. What is your website, Caitlin?
BBB.org.
Wow, that's really tough to remember. BBB.org, and we'll put a link at KDKARadio.com. Caitlin Driscoll from the Better Business Bureau, appreciate your time and the warnings this morning.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!